Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 15th, 2012, and this is Chicago Consulate Volunteer Taylor St. Theos reporting, and together we will do better. We encourage you to review an MEC president letter posted on our website today and was sent in a special E-Lines discussing United's plans for redeployment of aircraft and new domiciles. The professional standards component of AFA EAP exists to assist flight attendants in any area that affects professional conduct. We encourage sound and professional relationships with flying partners and with passengers. Since flight attendants are basically an unsupervised workforce, it is important for everyone to take responsibility for creating a cooperative, rewarding, and pleasant work environment. If conflict does occur, take the initiative to deal with it. What we do is encourage the resolution of the conflict. That is, try to discuss the specific behavior or area of contention and find an acceptable solution. We recommend that flying partners approach each other and speak about the problem in a calm, non-threatening manner, out of view of passengers. Sometimes it is better to wait until after work, off the airplane, when both have had some time to think it more clearly about the matter. Above all, keep her professional. If the discussion does not seem to be productive, please call your AFA EAP representative to discuss a professional standards matter. The AFA EAP is the voluntary and confidential service of your union. We can help to work it out and avoid writing up flying partners when both parties may then be subject to disciplinary action. The negotiated early out program is open for bidding. You have until May 31st, 2012 at 0800 Central Daylight Time to bid if you wish to participate. Flight attendants with 15 years of service are eligible to bid for the early out, including those on leaves of absence and voluntary furlough. The benefits and considerations of the program are detailed in the early out letter of agreement and on our website. We encourage you to review the details of the program carefully. Include your family, friends, and financial advisors in your discussion to ensure you make the best decision for your future. AFA International President Vita Shook made the following statement on the 82nd anniversary of Ellen Church starting our profession as the first flight attendant hired on May 15, 1930. On May 15, 1930, Ellen Church, a young registered nurse, first suggested the idea of Sky Girls to the executives at Boeing Airlines and became the world's first flight attendant. Those Sky Girls, who later would be called flight attendants, had to be registered nurses, retire at the age of 32, remain single, and adhere to a strict set of limitations regarding weight and appearance. Today, over 80 years later, we stand on the shoulders of the profession Ellen Church created. Our occupation has evolved into a valued and respected career, from the glamour girl image to our struggle for equality and recognition of our responsibilities as first responders and safety professionals, the flight attendant profession led the charge for advancing equality issues and breaking through the stereotypes traditionally attached to the definition of femininity. The history of the flight attendant profession is a dynamic, colorful, and compelling one. Just as Ellen Church paved the way for the hundreds of thousands of flight attendants across the globe who followed in her footsteps, AFA led the charge for the advancement of our profession. AFA has worked to defend flight attendants' interests by adding the voice of flight attendants to those of government and industry in the regulatory and legislative processes, and by negotiating collective bargaining agreements that improve compensation and working conditions. In a demanding industry that presents continuous challenges to the flight attendant profession, AFA's work is far from over. Today we remain focused on improving conditions for flight attendants, and as we have for over six decades, we will continue to evolve according to the needs of our members. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.